Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh, babe.
Come on.
Ooh,
it's babe. Even better.
Stays hot. I ain't gotta get my buzz back. Uh-uh. What everybody trying to be now, I was that.
Yeah.
They could never stop me. That's why I love rap. Uh-huh. Been living the life, crazy ice. With the baddest chicks in the world, maybe twice.
Uh-huh.
The swag, the gear, the bread, all the whips is a year ahead. I only fear the feds.
Uh-huh.
45 on the other side of the peephole. Headshot from point blank, call it a free throw.
Uh-huh.
Funny, cause I had the vision since Coleco. Back then, still ain't reached my peak though.
Uh-huh.
Louis Lopez, yeah. Polo Pico. Call me whenever the bosses meet, yo. I drove Poppy crazy, so the industry's never gonna stop me, baby.
You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now. You can't stop me. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. You can't stop me, baby. You can't stop me now. You can't stop me. No, you can't stop me now. You can't stop me. You can't stop me. You can't stop me.
Yo, I'ma call it confidence, cause I ain't cocky. I just know one thing, they can't stop me. Whether I'm on Fifth or L.A. or the swap me, it's all good, cause I know the gangsters got me. First things first, the jaws of broccoli. I treat the rap game like a large monopoly. One-on-one, niggas can't guard me properly. And when they double-team me, the odds are sloppy. I move like them 80 milligrams of oxy. Send your sister back to your family, not me. Got too hot for the grams, he got weed. In the rap bracket, he remains the top seed. Revolver hold six, quick to blow three. Audio heroin, so you don't OD. Shooters know you, but you don't know me. The block is crazy, you can't stop me, baby.
To thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Now, last weekend, we had a great show. Angie Smith came with the GQ General Question. We had Kendra Williams. She also let her know what was going on with her. She's been in plays with Tyler Perry, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. She was in Woman Thy I Lose. She was in Color Purple with Oprah Winfrey. We talked about that. We also had some special guests that appeared during the show. What I want to do right now, I just want to speed it up because tonight's episode is not going to go all the way to 9 o'clock. So I want to speed it up as fast as possible. So to hear last week's episode, you can go to the archive at Blog Talk Radio and type in GQ Palace. That's GEEQUE Palace, and check out the archive. Tonight, we have something different for y'all. We're going to mix it up a little. I have, here I go with these names, the Treta. If I'm not saying the name right, she's going to be on to let me know exactly how to pronounce her name. I think I'm saying it right, Latrisa, with the GQ General Question. Then what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to play some of the artist tracks that appeared on GQ Palace Radio. And, you know, feel free to let me know what y'all think about some of the artist tracks because they also want that feedback on it. So some of the artists might be calling in just to hear, you know, what kind of feedback y'all giving on their material. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that as well after the general question. Then, after I do the rotation of the artists, I have Rude Doobie coming on. And he's the owner of a magazine. For real. Don't ask me. I'm not going to stretch my brain trying to figure it out, but he'll be on as well. So what I want to do, I want to get into the GQ General Question with Latrisa. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. We'll be right back. This is Butter, baby.
Sometimes you gotta lose.
welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have Latrisa. Latrisa, welcome. Hello, Latrisa.
Thank you very
are you
much.
There?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm
okay.
here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Great.
So, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. Okay. And I know you got some things going on as well. Would you like to tell us a little something about yourself?
Well, basically, I'm retired citizen now. And I basically work for the Lord, and I spread the word of the gospel more or less using Facebook. That's about the only thing I'm doing right now, but I am in the process of starting my own company, so that keeps me pretty busy. But that's basically it. It's very general in my life. I'm kind of sitting still right now because that's where the Lord has me.
Okay, okay. As long as you're with the Lord, you're fine.
That's amen.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your topic for this evening?
My topic this evening is in dealing with God in your life, how do you prepare to reach a new destination?
Woo! Wow, okay.
So I'm definitely looking for feedback on that.
Whew. Wow. That's something that's something different. Oh Lord, you don't know. Oh my gosh. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
Oh no, I'm just No, it's not. You know, the line is flooded. All right. I just lost for a minute. Okay. All right, Dons and Divas. Yeah, you caught me off guard, but all right, Dons and Divas.
All right now. That's
the
Holy Spirit part
is
right
now
there.
Open. Okay. No, we're going to go. We definitely going to deal with the Lord tonight.
Amen.
All right, Dons and Divas. The phone lines are now open. The number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air to give your point of view on a treat of topic or stay on the line to hear the show. If you're on your PCs, the number to call, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. For all y'all that's already on the line, feel free to press 1 and join in to give your point of view on the topic. Now, okay. Latrisa.
Yes.
What's your point of view on your topic as of right now?
Well, doing this topic actually it revolves around preparation. Because preparation is vital to any project and preparation demonstrates faith. So before making physical preparations for any journey, we need to make spiritual preparations first. Like praying and fasting, it prepares us spiritually and shows our dependence on God for protection. So if there's no preparation, there will be no possession. So we need to get into position to get in the right place at the right time, you know, but we need to be mindful and prepared for the obstacles. Okay, so it's not so much as the promise or the blessing as it's certain, you know, not to take away from it, but it's the going through or the process that builds a closer relationship with our Heavenly Father through our Lord and Savior, our God, Jesus Christ, you know. So, therefore, albeit hard it is, we should embrace the fact that trials will indeed come. Okay? So, when we deal with... Oh, go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off. What would you tell a person who feels like, okay, if they have to go through this to get to God, get their preparation, what if they don't believe in God? What would you tell them?
Well, if they don't believe in God, first of all,
if they don't believe in the Lord.
You got people that try to accept it,
but in a way they can't, because some people feel like they can't accept somebody they don't see or they don't have no contact with. What would you tell them? How would you express that to them?
I would have to, right out the gate, let the Lord speak for me through His Word. And how that works is I keep my Bible with me at all times so I can show them. Because some people, you have to show them, not just tell them with your mouth. So when they see it with their own two eyes, you can only let the Holy Spirit do the watering on the seeds you're planting. You understand what I'm saying? It's like 2 Corinthians 13:3. says, I will give you all the proof you want that Christ speaks through me. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what that means to me is, when I quote the word of the Lord from the Bible out of my mouth, I didn't write this Bible. Jesus had the Holy Spirit come through people to write this Bible. So I can only show them what's written. It's up to the Holy Spirit to put it on their heart for them to believe. I can't do that. So that's where you have to start ground at. Because as Jesus says in Mark 4:14, the farmer plants the seed by taking God's word to others. That's all we are, farmers.
Okay.
So I have to start at the ground and work my way up with that person. But that's kind of a hard subject to start with a non-believer. Let's start with a baby Christian, someone that's not as mature in the word, but they got the ears to hear and the eyes to see. How about we start there?
Okay. Well, we actually have a caller on the line, and we're going to bring them on right now, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
Okay. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Bless
in here.
Could you repeat the topic, please?
Sure. The topic is, in dealing with God in your life, how do you prepare to reach a new destination?
Ooh-wee.
Serious topic right there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you got me stunned. But, like, I mean, first off, you know, I know that I got to get right. You know, I can't be out here doing all these things that I used to do, you know, if I'm going to get right with him. You know, I got to prep myself for the better and not the worse.
Amen.
Go ahead.
So you're saying that you need to get right, but are you saying, well, that's a good starting point. How do you know if you're getting right? What is the step that you need to take?
Well, I mean, you know, I know I got to go get the word. I got to pray. I got to constantly stay in prayer.
Amen. Okay.
You know, and I've got to go and start studying, you know, his word, know his word, you know, and expectations.
Yes.
I know his expectations is not me out here cursing and drinking and partying and acting a fool and, you know, in and out of jail. You know, that's not his expectations of me.
No, it's not.
You know, so the things I used to do, you know, I won't be doing them anymore. That'll be one of my first preparation.
Amen. Now, remember, preparation demonstrates faith. That means it demonstrates your faith in God, that you know he's trying to take you to a new journey in life. He don't want none of us to stay where we are. He wants us to move forward in him. And if we don't move forward in him, we always going to be stuck where we are doing the same old thing, and that's where Satan wants to keep us.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's why I said I know I would have to, you know, hey, make a 360 turn on everything.
Amen. Exactly. Because remember this, in John 16:33, Jesus said, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And that's what he wants us to do too.
Okay.
Emulate him the best way we know how. Okay?
All right,
that
ma'am.
That is one way to prepare to reach a new destination is by learning to emulate Christ. You can't be Christ, but you can emulate him the best you know how.
Okay.
I definitely agree with that. Well, I want you to stay on the line. We have another caller. We're going to bring him on.
All right.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Thank you.
How y'all doing?
Okay.
Hey.
Ginger.
Well, I know that
hey,
voice.
Hi, Eric. I just wanted to show my support for my dear sister in Christ, Patricia, and also Rich Money, you know, the rest of the GQ College family. I hear you there.
All right, now.
How y'all feeling?
Great. Bless the Lord.
God is good. So we talking about preparing for a new journey, huh? A new destination.
New destination. How in dealing with God in your life, how do you prepare to reach a new destination?
Well, first off, you don't know. So you got to get to know him first. That's
amen.
One main thing. And then when you start to get to know him, you start being able to trust him. And then, because a lot of people want to jump to obedience and what have you. But again, you're not going to be obedient to something or someone you don't know. So as I've been listening, and as you stated, or has been stated on this program, got to get into the word, prayer. So all of that runs together, you know.
Yes.
So preparation is key when it comes to forging ahead to this new destination. But you got to have knowledge and wisdom and get to know the Lord, you know.
Amen. Because at this point, we should not allow fear and uncertainty to stop us from stepping out on faith and trusting God's wisdom and his directions in our lives. You know, and
indeed,
know he has the ability to move you forward to your new destination with all the needed resources for you to accomplish the goal and purpose for him that he has called us to do. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So we prepare by listening not only to God himself, but listening to his word and doing what it says, just like it says in James 1:22. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word.
All right, now.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wow. This is a beautiful topic.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit gave it to me because I prayed first. I didn't know what to talk about. I was like, Lord,
well, you know what?
Never,
he gave you a great one. He gave you
well,
a great one.
Well, let me ask you, how can you have a person that's trying to change if, you know, the devil keep interfering in their lives?
How can you help a person, you said?
Yeah, how can you help a person that's trying to change? You know, they're doing all they can in their power, but, you know, like some people say, the devil is always going to try to interfere in their life.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
God wants them to change, the devil is always going to try to interfere. And now you have somebody who's just at that point, they ready to give up and be like, okay, well, you know what? I done tried. I done prayed. I done got down on my knees. And now it's like I got to go to which spirit is calling me the most, and they got the devil just calling them more than the Lord. How do you explain that to somebody?
Wow.
Well, first of all, I start off with this, Michelle. The sin is not in being weary. The sin is in giving up. That's number one. Number two is you got to continue to keep praying with that person no matter how bad you want to give up on them. You got to continue to keep praying with them and for them. Intercessory prayer is the key. And as we as the farmers, we can only plant what God allows us to plant, but we have to inquire the Holy Spirit to do the water. And that's where you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. If they don't allow themselves to receive the Holy Spirit's guidance, you only can go so far with that person, you know. And you even have to pray for yourself for strength. Otherwise, it can start bringing you down as well. So you got to, there's balance in everything.
But that's what I mean. The Lord wouldn't want you to give up. So why would you put yourself down if this person, you ain't supposed to keep trying and trying? Because you got to realize there's only so much a person could take. Now, if the Lord don't want you to give up in that situation, how could you keep this person if they're really at that edge where they're like, you know, I'm just giving up? How could you, you know, change their persona to get them into the Lord where they'll be like, okay, you know what, I thank you for helping me. You know, but they just don't have that strength to be like, okay.
I've ran into this. That happened to me before, not just last year. And basically what happens is the Lord says, you can only go so far, okay? And I've taken you as far as I can go, and you've taken this person as far as you can go. So sometimes we have to just back off and let God do his work. Because if you continue to keep interfering, you know, when you're trying to do this intercessory thing and they get more and more and more resistance, then sometimes backing off is the best thing you can do. And let the Holy Spirit just do his work.
Can I also add to that?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. Also, we have to lead by example. Sometimes folks pick up things. You ever heard of, like, on-the-job training? Hands-on, showing them can be the best form of when all else fails, when you know, you've heard, I know we've all heard that saying, I can talk to you till I'm blue in the face. But
amen.
There's a saying my mother always used to say to me, I can show you better than I can tell you.
Amen.
So, yeah, when you do lead that horse to water and they act like they don't want to drink, then what else can you do but you can continue to pray for them and then show them the light of Christ in your life.
Amen.
Now,
exactly.
If that doesn't get results, then, you know, hey, but you never do give up on anybody, because that's and that's one of the pillars of Christianity, is long suffering. That's one of the acts of Christ that, like Latrice said earlier, you can't be Christ, but you can emulate him. Meaning
amen.
We have to hang in there with our brothers and sisters, not to the point where they're pulling you down, you know. You do have to, there is a such thing as setting boundaries, you know, and learning how to handle and deal with people the most effective way, you know. Perhaps what you've been doing, you may need to regroup and find out another way to help them, you know, but never give up. You just have to, as Latrice said, you may have to back off or change it up a bit. But also keep in mind the way you let the light of Christ shine in you will have a
amen.
Positive effect on them as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
I have a question. Well,
okay.
Actually, it was a question that was asked one time. In that scenario, if this is your mate, do you feel like that mate could block your blessings?
No. I don't feel that anybody has a way of blocking anyone else's blessings. We block our own blessings because sometimes the Holy Spirit is telling us what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. But we're so busy chasing our own desires and listening to what we want instead of what God wants for us that we ignore the messages and the red flags that he told us to get on away from that.
Okay, so you would like, I mean, even if you got years tied into that relationship, possibly marriage, you would walk away?
Well, no, not necessarily. Like, marriage is a really tough topic because you're not supposed to walk away if you can help it, okay? But
okay.
In certain circumstances, if you're talking, let's separate that. Are you talking about a marriage situation?
Well,
no.
Let's just say a relationship and not marriage.
Okay. Right. Okay, that's where the rubber meets the road right there, because you got to look at the disobedience in it in the beginning. If a couple got years in together and they haven't taking a step to go over into marriage at this point, they're living on their own volition, not of God, you know, because
whoa.
You know the rules. You know the rules. So God is telling you, stepping outside of my timing and you stepping outside of my word, trying to live life your own way instead of doing it my way, so you're going to have adversity.
Whoa.
And you're going to have unequally yoked because you're not both on the same page with God.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
We have another caller. I want to bring them on.
Okay,
hello,
come on
caller.
In.
Are you there?
Oh,
yes, I'm here.
Okay, it's all on you, Latrice. Latrice.
Yes. Hello. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. I did hear the topic, and I think it is a great topic.
Yes.
For me, I would have to say that the way I would make preparation is I would do, like, self-evaluation, you know, do a complete evaluation of yourself and the situation. Once that evaluation is complete, then I think it's time to make that transformation, which a lot of people make their transformation in different ways. But for me personally, it would be a cleansing. It would be a fasting. It would be meditation. It would be everything that I felt that I needed to do as the Spirit speaks to me for me to
amen.
Get ready for it, which all includes preparation. It's just different levels depending on different people, you know, what they've been through. That's my feedback for the topic.
Yes, ma'am.
Rich Money, I believe, asked a question, and I think with the question that he asked, I agreed with everything that everyone was saying. I thought everyone answered, oh, my God, it was great. It was great, down to a point. The only thing I'd like to add is that I think that when you're dealing with someone who feels like the devil is under attack at all times, you know, when they're having a hard time, you know, understanding exactly what their relationship with God should be, you know, and how to get rid of the devil, I think that, to me, they should also have faith and have trust. Because a lot of people feel like, okay, well, you can go through life every day and the devil is constantly there. But if you don't have trust and faith in God, then the devil's always going to be there. Because you have to be ready, willing, and able. When he says move, when he says exit, you have to be willing to do that. And I think a lot of people are quick, you know, to say, okay, well, the devil's there. Sure, the devil's there, but if your spirit is right and you're doing the right thing, oh, God will take care of that devil. And he's telling you exactly what to do and when to do it, but some people just don't pay attention to the signs that he's telling you, because you have to have faith and you have to trust in him 100%. If you go in with that 50-50, that's not going to work. You know,
amen.
You have to live and walk and breathe Christ and say, you know what, amen, this is the right thing to do, but the right thing to do all the time.
Yes.
Not just, you know, from time to time. This is a great topic, I must say.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to piggyback off that real quick.
All right.
Just so people will understand what you're saying through the word. That's exactly why 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourself. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Surely you'll know that Jesus Christ is among you. Okay?
Yes.
But if not, you have failed the test of genuine faith. And the second thing would be Ephesians 6:13, where you should put on every piece of God's armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. And
that's
the wrong with all of us is we never refer to God's word.
That's
see,
right.
As long as we
it's
keep the word as our armor, we won't be able to resist the devil and even be that light, as Eric said, show that light of Christ in you, because if people are hearing the word coming out your mouth, that's the example. It's the only example you can use.
Exactly.
Now, you can go with 1 Peter 4:11. He says, if you have the gift of speaking, then you speak as though Christ himself is speaking through you. So if you speak in God's word out your mouth, if you speak in God's word out your mouth, you have no way not to fight off the devil.
That's right.
Because
right.
And the word also
says
that he has given
example.
Us authority and dominion to tread over serpents and over the devil. Demons tremble at his name, so...
Amen.
You just call out his name, and they'll flee. But you got to mean it. You got to have. That's what it goes back to. What the sister said about having faith. See, now some people get it twisted, and they'll call on the name of Jesus, but they don't really believe and have faith. That's where it loses its effect.
That's
you know,
right.
You have to have that faith, even as a mustard seed. You
that's
know.
Right.
Yes. In Hebrews 11:6 says it's impossible to please God without faith. So if they're not walking on faith, it's hard. It is hard to fight off faith if you're
that's
not walking
right.
in faith. And we all know we walk by faith, not by sight.
Not by sight.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
So let me
Amen.
Ask you, how do you feel about all these people that's actually on TV now acting like they're healing people and everything? And just taking
it.
How do I feel about that?
Yes.
About
do you feel
healing?
Like those people that could be worshiping the Lord, or do you feel like they should be worshiping the devil? Because they're acting like they're healing these people and they're taking their money. And I really don't believe that they're healing anybody. It's just all about the money. It's all about getting them as much money as they could get. Like you have some churches that take money from that basket and they don't do nothing for those churches. When you take that money for those churches, from those people, you see, that's for the church. And for you as well in that time of need. But you have some pastors, you know, excuse my friend, some pastors and preachers that don't do that.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, first of all, Jesus teaches us in Matthew 7:15, beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves. That's number one. Number two, it is not my position to judge those people, okay? So we have to look at that and say, I will personally not be involved in that, but you have to continue to pray for them and let the Holy Spirit do his work, and he's going to make sure that those children will get taken care of, because those people that are using his word and misusing his word and doing that, my favorite Pastor Murray says, ratchet John through the church, basically what's going to happen is... God will deal with them.
They're actually going to be the first to be thrown in the lake of fire, actually.
Right.
But you gotta be careful. You gotta be careful not to judge. That's not your place. And that's not my place either,
right.
As the word says.
Okay,
so that's what I'm saying.
What would you tell your friend if they was actually in that predicament? They would tell you, okay, I'm going on past let's say such and such. You know, he does the healing for everybody, and I know he can heal me with this arthritis in my hand. I'm going to give him my money, and I'm going to go to him right now, and he's going to heal me. And deep down, you know that this man is not going to heal your friend. How would you explain that to him? You would have to put yourself in that predicament.
Well, you can only allow the word to speak for you. You would have to go to scripture. You would have to understand that. That's the only way. Because you got to remember something, people. Jesus came in the flesh. Okay, God came in the flesh, and he gave us a perfect example as a human of how to handle the devil's work in the first place. That's why he showed up in the flesh. Okay?
Right.
So when you revert back to Matthew chapter 4, you understand all that you need to do and watch Jesus as the example that he allowed the word of God to defend him. So we have to do the same thing. So if I got somebody, I know I'm about to go to a fake healer, only thing I'm going to do is take them to the Word and let the Holy Spirit do his job. I can't do it. Because most people got their mind made up already of what they want to believe. But if you can put something in their path to show them, wait a minute, and create some form of doubt in the right place, you're doing the right thing to do because you involve Christ. And what does he say in Proverbs? And acknowledge me in all your ways.
Mm-hmm.
So when you acknowledge him in all his ways, he's going to stand up for what's right. He's going to stand up for you because you're representing him correctly. You have no choice.
Okay.
That's the only way you can handle that is take him to the Word.
I will answer Gabe, because I did have someone in that situation, and I did answer the question. You know, yes, in return, I did take them to the scripture, but as well as, you can have a conversation and you can have an opinion without judging, you know, someone.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
I think that in doing that, that's very important. So with Rich Money and his question, I think he's looking for, like, an opinion as far as what you would do. And I think that, you know, you would take them to scripture. My thing was is that in my eyes, I believe that God will handle everything. If it's meant to be healed, then he will heal. You don't have to go and pay, you know, a large amount of money, you know, to be healed.
Amen.
You know, they say healing is in the power of the tongue. So therefore, you shouldn't have to go to someone and pay them to heal you.
Amen.
In my eyes, you know, and that's the answer that I gave, is that you don't have to pay someone to heal you, because the healing is in the power of the tongue. And therefore, the work that you are doing for the Lord has nothing to do with payment. It has nothing to do with you getting on TV and you paying, you know, a large amount of money. I mean, because I still get letters to this day. You know, one of my friends thought that they could mail away and they'll end up getting the book and they get the holy water and they get everything. And now what happens is these people still send you stuff in the mail saying that, okay, well, we can heal you. Okay, well, how can you heal me? You don't know what's wrong with me.
Amen.
You know, and
Amen.
Last time I went to the doctor, I was fine. So, therefore, my thing last time I went for my checkup, I was fine. So, unless that paperwork knows something that I don't know, therefore, I'm not paying you. So, my advice, you know, to them was healing is in the power of the tongue. So, therefore, I'm not going to pay someone to heal me. If it's meant for me to be healed, I will pray on it. I will go to my spiritual advisor. I will go to my pastor. I will go to anybody I need to go to have them pray for me and pray over me. But it should not cost me a large abundance in cash, not in services, in cash, to be able to be healed. So that was my, you know, that was my opinion, you know, on it, without casting judgment on anyone, because only God can do that, and I'm surely not God. You know, but, you know, I am entitled to an opinion, you know, and the opinion was that, without making anyone look bad or feel bad or anything like that. You know, I just felt that if you were going to be healed and you wanted to pay for it, then you go ahead. You know,
right.
If that's what works for you, how strong is your belief, was my question.
How strong is it?
Well, how strong is it? I have a question for you on that. What if you go to a person, just like you just said, and said exactly what you just said, but they still want to go ahead and go anyway? What would you do in that case?
That's up to them. I know what my belief is. I know how strong my belief is. All beliefs are different. You know, all beliefs are different. But if someone asks you for your opinion and your guidance on something as a friend, you know, and as being someone who's loyal and who is committed and who has all the trust and faith in God, I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm not going to judge anybody because that's not my place, but I'm going to voice my opinion. You know, and whether, you know, at the end of the day, you know, anyone is going to ask you for an opinion, but they're also going to make a judgment call for themselves. They might have, you know, to me, she just wanted to know to me what I thought about it. So I explain what how I feel. But ultimately, the decision is hers, and she has to deal with that, you know, with God. And anyone that does go to healings like that, to me, if it is a false prophet, then guess what? He will have to deal with God. I'm not there to judge him.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But,
and
you know,
yes,
but my opinion,
still led back. This is amazing. This is amazing because it still led back to this is preparation for everybody.
That's right.
Right,
right,
and it's still preparing all of us to go to a new destination because we just made a upgrade in all our lives learning the truth about how we need to handle these types of situations. You know?
Yes.
But see, I'm gonna give you a perfect example. My grandmother, God rest her dead, she was blind. It was this man across the street at the church. And she wanted to go over there because they told her this man could heal her. He could make her see and, you know, and all this. And she was upset because my aunt didn't do her hair for her to go. So the man wound up leaving. You understand?
Okay.
So from this day, that's why I don't take it at that point. Because I think if God wanted my grandmother to see God rest her dead, she would have seen.
Yes.
You understand?
That's
for
true.
For this man to be across this street saying he could heal these people and, like, heal my grandmother. And my grandmother was deep into church. She believed in the Lord and everything. And that's what really hurted her. And the fact that my aunt didn't do her hair, so she could even go over there to find out, you understand, that was a bad situation about it. You understand? So that's why I'm like, why is these people telling everybody that they can heal them, knowing deep down they can't?
Exactly. Well, because they're not of God. They're what you call in the Bible speaks on is Kenites. Okay? Those are children of the devil. Okay?
Wow.
Children, they're called Kenites. They're children of the devil. They're doing the devil's work. And Jesus speaks on them, I believe, in chapter 8, where he says, you are the children of your real father, the devil. You know? And you got people like that that is going to always use God's word to prosper and try to deceive, which takes us back to Mark 13, where Jesus has pre-warned us about people like this. They have come to, you know, to deceive even God's chosen one, if possible. So we have to watch out because Jesus has warned us this ahead of time.
Okay.
But where the problem coming at is they don't know the scripture. They don't know they don't have the armor on them to fight.
That's right. That's right.
You
they
said they're called Jedi.
I want y'all to hold on. I got another call I want to bring in. We're going to take this topic a little over tonight, you know.
Yes.
We're definitely going to go over a little. I don't know. A little tonight.
Great.
So I got somebody else
this
I want to bring in right now. I'm going to bring them in. Hello, Cole, are you there? Hello, Cole, are you there?
Depends on you talking to.
Yes, Elijah. I'm talking to you.
Hey, what's up?
Elijah.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing, my GQ family? Praise the Lord.
Good.
All
right. Good. We are great.
What's up? Well, I'm picking up bits and pieces of what y'all talking about, but I believe I have the gist of it. So
okay.
let me just kick it like this. First of all, God has given some of his servants, the ability, they're vessels. They're not healers themselves. They are vessels who God uses to heal others. That's number one. If you read your Bible and you truly believe it, because Jesus himself told the 12 apostles before he left, he says, look, this stuff you see me running around here doing, this ain't nothing. I'm going to give you the ability to do far greater things than I have done. Now, Jesus was making people walk, healing the lame, raising them, and all this other stuff. Now, he gave that commandment to the apostles, said, you're going to be able to do far greater things. But what's being missing is that each and every time before Jesus healed somebody, He asked them to believe. So it was based on their faith, their trust, and their belief that God could do this thing. Now, of course, you got many charlatans who take the power that God has given them and they abuse it. That's why he says that, you know, it's not that money is the root of all evil, but the love of money. So
amen.
You have people that at one time were legitimately tuned into God, and God had blessed them with the gifts, which are talked about in the books of Corinthians, and they took and did what a lot of men do. They got greedy, and it became less about God, and it became more about the money. Then you got some that are straight out false prophets, which the young lady called charlatans. But you got to understand that it all lies in its all starts with you. And that's why the unfortunate part is that the Bible says, which is one of the saddest verses that I think I've come across, he says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So even when it comes to grandmas and even when it comes to other people, yeah, there are certain men of God who have that ability. But what you need to know is you have that ability. You have that ability in and of yourself. If you establish a relationship with God, you don't really need to go to nobody. If you have that belief within yourself. I don't know if that's making any sense, and I don't
yes,
know if that
does.
I don't know if that's on the topic, but yeah, first and foremost, the being destroyed for lack of knowledge means that you're not really understanding what God is telling you. He's saying, listen, first and foremost, you could come directly to me. That was the purpose of the Holy Spirit. Prior to him sending down the Comforter, people had to go through the priest to receive healing.
Elijah, you're going in and out. I'm hearing like an echo, and you're going like in and out.
Oh, I don't know why. Well, let me try to wind it down. Prior to the Jesus sending back the Comforter, when he went to heaven the second time and final time, the people of God had to go through the Levitical priest in order to receive, to be cleansed of their sins in order to be healed. But once Jesus came, he cut out the middleman. That's the bottom line. You don't need to go to no man no more. You can come directly to me, and I'll go and speak to the Father, and you can go directly to the Father. That's where they get that from the olden days of feeling like they needed to go to the man of God. Because there used to be a time when that was the only way you could even talk to God. But God, in the New Testament, made it clear. Once the Holy Comforter was sent after Jesus arose the second time and final time, he sent the Holy Comforter and gave them the ability to tap in to God himself. We have direct access to him. But a lot of people, and especially you'll find that the older people of black descent primarily, who when of that age, like our grandmoms and our great-grandmoms, some of them didn't get a chance to go to school and weren't really educated and weren't able to read the Bible. So they always depended on whatever word came out of that preacher's mouth. And that's where a lot of people are mistaken today. You have the power within and of yourself to do a lot of the things that you think you need another man of God or woman of God to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Great input. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brooke.
That's all I can say is amen. I agree with you.
Okay.
And that you stay on the lines of the topic as far as that still adds into what the topic was. Once again, if anybody didn't hear what the topic was, it's in dealing with God in your life, how do you prepare to reach a new destination? What that means is, in my eyes, is when God's trying to move you somewhere other than where you are you willing to step out on faith? Are you willing to believe what he's telling you, that he's going to take care of you on that journey, even if you don't have the resources yourself to do it? Because Philippians 4:19 says, it is he who will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So can you step out on faith and believe that God said for you to move, even if you don't see it really being that way? Can you do that? It's a question you have to think about, and it's something that could happen to you today. It could happen to you tomorrow. God said, wait a minute, I need you to pick up and go, just like he did Abraham. But are you willing to listen? Can you prepare yourself for that new destination?
Hmm? Amen. Mm. Well,
I know myself, my personal experience when it comes to that is just like, I never doubt you know, where God moves me, where he wants to move, because all you be doing is quenching the spirit, and then you can't complain afterwards. Of course, we make decisions not to do what we know we're supposed to do, but just be prepared to handle the consequences therein. And don't complain when the blessings are not flowing the way that you want them to flow. It's like you can't have it both ways. And that's one thing he really don't play. He don't like a lukewarm saint. He said he'll spew you out. So you can't ride the fence. You can't say I'm holy and I believe in God, but then deny the power therein.
Y'all gonna have to remember this too. People know God wants to bless them. They know what they need to do to receive that blessing. But they want God to do his part, but they don't want to do theirs. That's where a lot of us fall short at. So when it's all said and done, they be wondering, why is my blessing? God wants you to do something for him, but you ain't willing to do it, but you said you're looking for him to do something for you. He don't work that way. If you look at his word, Psalm 37:4 says, what? Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desire. He didn't say delight yourself in that Mercedes. He didn't say delight yourself in that new house. He said delight yourself in the Lord. Whatever your heart's desire is, he will grant it if it's his will, right? So at this point in time, this is where we have to think about what blessings are. And when God's trying to move you to something new, he don't want none of us to stay where we are. He wants you to be
Let's be careful. Let's be careful. Delight yourself in the Lord. He will give you your heart's desires. But you got to also understand that some of the things that your heart desires are not some of the things that God wants for you. So you may actually... No, I'm not talking to you. I'm not saying you, sis. I'm just piggyback. You're absolutely right. But what I'm just saying is a lot of people think that I'll serve the Lord, and whatever I ask, he's going to give it to me. And it don't really work like that because...
No, it has to be lined up with his will. It has to be lined up with his will.
Exactly.
Otherwise, it's not his will. It's not going down for you like that.
Exactly. That's the part a lot of people leave out, and then people be surprised when they don't get it. It ain't for you. God don't want you to have that, and trust me, you're probably better off without it.
Well, in that case, this is where another analogy came to mind in my head about where God says, sometimes we find ourselves praying for snakes. What that means is we pray for something he don't want us to have, and we constantly say, but Lord, this is what I want, this is the person I want, and he's going to, no, I didn't choose that person for you. I got something better, and if you want my best, then you're going to have to back off and let me design what I want for you. So that's where Psalm 37:7 comes in. It says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him to act. Not act on your own. Wait for him to act. Don't take matters into your own hands. Amen.
I heard that, and I believe
everybody was just like everybody was stuck for
just
a moment.
But it's so true. It is so true.
It's not me speaking here. I'm not speaking. It's the Holy Spirit coming through me. I prayed for it. So I'm like, Lord,
that's all right.
Glory be to God.
I appreciate it.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Because I'm like, I don't even know what to say, but he's on the phone with me right now. I'm on fire, so I'm like, come on, let's get this done. Okay?
Yeah, I was thinking everybody. I was on spiritual Sunday for a minute.
I want nothing left for everybody to receive what God has for them, especially you.
Amen.
And when it comes down to it, the only thing standing in our way of getting God's best is us. We stand in our own way. We stand in God's way sometimes, trying to control him to get him to do what we want him to do. I'm speaking totally from experience. But when God told me, you ready for me to take over? You ready for me to drive this car? Now go sit down in the back of the bus. And let me have it. Things start changing in my life. But every time I tried to control something, it didn't go down that way. So he's like, when you go wake up and recognize you can't do this. You know, but sometimes it takes them to go through different experiences, and sometimes you're going to hit some bumps in the road and hit your head before you wake up.
Ooh,
and see what
tell me about it.
Okay? And I'm just a serious
person. Let me also piggyback on two things. The bumps in the road, the obstacles, the going through, that is to be embraced, because what that does is that increases your dependence upon God, because when you keep bumping your head, and you're looking for which way to go, you know the secure and only way to go is through him. and that's where the getting to know him comes in at, and also to get on as far as our own desires and our heart's desires being granted if we seek after him. See, the thing is, yes, if we're granted everything that we want, our heart's desires, especially with an immature Christian, then we'd be in a world of trouble. But see, as you get to know him, what he likes also becomes what you like. You become intertwined. You get to know him so well. Abraham was a friend of God. He walked with him very closely. So what God likes, he also likes. So your heart's desires will be nothing but good for you, because just as Jesus is in the Father and the Father's in Jesus, if you're in Christ, you know, what you want will mirror what God wants for you. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And 9 out of 10 times you'll find out that it has nothing to do with materialistic things.
Amen.
That's right.
Exactly.
I really want to say 10 out of 10, but I'm going to say 9 out of 10. You know, it has absolutely one of the biggest ancient old crises that we as human beings face. As the Bible tells you that, you know, it's a spiritual battle, but we're made of flesh. So that's our big obstacle, is that a lot of us, and or some of us or whatever, we are what God would deem as hedonists, meaning we seek pleasure and physical pleasure and physical profit and materialistic profit. When you are truly tuned into the things of God, you begin to understand that. And this is why God was so afraid. Let me shut up real quick because I can go on. But this was his real fear. It wasn't that God didn't want us to be prosperous. He didn't want us to be smart. His biggest fear of the tree of knowledge was because he knew about the lust. He knew about man would become lustful behind money and become greedy behind materialistic things. And the day that we decided we wanted to advance and we no longer wanted to live off the land and no longer wanted to live in tents and we wanted this materialistic world was the day we started destroying ourselves. See, he saw that from the beginning, that our so-called pursuit of God in his sin and our so-called pursuit of prosperity was actually the day we started killing ourselves.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Let me say something with you. Yeah, but I got that use of the word fear. I would say, I know it's just a matter of wording, but, you know, as we know, fear is not of God, but a concern, I would say. His biggest concern would be, just replacing the word concern with.
Well, my brother, I hear what you're saying, but to be honest with you, in the King James Version, he uses the word fear. See, you got to understand that God tells us we created in his own image. See, that one of the biggest thing when he says, what would separate us from the love of God? And it talks about sin. See, a lot of times, sometimes people miss this. God doesn't really, oh my God. And when I say God doesn't, I'm speaking from what he says in the Bible. The big thing is that a lot of people think we are so separated from him and don't realize that we have a lot of the power that he's bestowed upon us. We make God and Jesus such like. It's not that they shouldn't be put on the pedestal, but what God is really trying to say is, no, you're getting it wrong. You're getting it wrong. You're always talking about God help me, God that. He said, no, you're missing the point. You got the same power. You got the power. I've given you that power. Don't stop thinking of yourself as someone who's unable to accomplish this and accomplish that. What I'm trying to, you're my child. So if I'm God, the creator, and you're my child, imagine what power you also have. That's what he's trying to tell you. But see, this is where we get twisted, because so many people want to run to false healers and false prophets and false, and God said, no, you're missing it. You got the power. I gave it to you. It's within you.
Exactly. Let me piggyback off what you're saying. Basically, we often make life's journey more difficult than necessary by being disobedient, when all we really have to do is just accept God's love, read and follow his commands in the Bible, and make a promise to stick with God, whatever your situation is. You know, and basically you'll find that your life will be less complicated and more rewarding. End of story.
That's it. That's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's very deep. I mean, we could really, really, really get into it. Because I see what my brother's trying to say, because when we talk about God, we think that God, well, not that we think, we know that God is all-knowing, he's all-powerful, he's omniscient, omnipresent. Okay, we get that.
But what he was saying was, God cannot give us the spirit of fear.
You got to really, really read what God is saying in certain incidences, because if you recall now, see, God has done things, and this is going to be hard to swallow for a minute, but trust me, I'm going to back it with scripture. Some people miss this. Yes, God is powerful. Yes, God is all-knowing, but a lot of people don't realize that a lot of what he knows or a lot of our fate is dependent directly upon the choices that we make. And God has done some things that he did not. Now, this is where it gets tricky, but hear me out. God has done some things where he actually was hoping for the best but did not know the exact outcome, because he made us free will agents, and the outcome is going to depend directly on the choice we make. And the examples are, if you remember, even with Abraham and Lot, Abraham, God was going to go and do a thing, and he said, I regret that I even made X, Y, and Z. So he's telling you right then and there. He said, I regret I even made it. So he was hoping for the best from us, but he started seeing some things that even as early as Genesis. But even Abraham said, no, God, please, don't do that. God says, okay, you know what? Because the decision that you made to ask me not to do that, I will repent. God uses this word about himself. He said, I will repent of that thing.
Let me ask you a question, though. Would you agree that there's a difference between having fear of the Lord and having fear of life?
And well, see, God doesn't use fear of the Lord in the way in the way modern man talks about fear. He talks about reverence and fear of the Lord, but not in the sense that you should be afraid of him. See, you got to remember, the book is translated. The book that we read is translated from Hebrew. So if you go back to your concordance and you see the original text, when you see that word fear the Lord, he doesn't want us to be afraid of him, like, oh my God, if I do this, God, no. That is not at all the fear. That's what I hate to say this, but it's the truth. That's what the Catholics shoved down the throats of their parishioners, which is that hell, damnation, and that God going, no, that's not the fear that God is talking. Because he follows up, he says, reverence the Lord. Reverence the Lord, meaning you should revere him. You respect him, you acknowledge him, but you revere him for the power that he has and the things that he can do in your life. The fear he's speaking about is the consequences of going to the second passageway. You know, there's narrow road and there's a wide road. So the fear, when he says fear the Lord, what he's really saying is, listen, I'm going to give you the chance to have everlasting life. I'm going to, even while you're here on earth, you could have these beautiful things, a wonderful life. But if you choose to do different, the fear that you should have is what's going to come from the dark side, from the evil side, from living that evilest life. He don't want us to wake up and walk around, oh, my God, no, I can't do this, God, no. It's not the fear.
Okay, we understand that. But this is what I'm trying to get you to convey, what Eric was trying to say. Listen to this. Because of the ill effects of fear and worry, Jesus tells us not to fear and not to worry about those needs that God promises to supply. Because number one, worry and fear may damage your health. Number two, disrupt your productivity. Number three, negatively affect the way you treat others. And four, reduce your ability to trust in God. So how many ill effects of worry are people experiencing today? You know, you got to think about that. But listen, hold on, I'm not done. Here's the difference between worry, fear, okay, worry and fear, and genuine concern is what Eric was talking about. He was talking about the word concern. We shouldn't even use the word fear. Basically, fear and worry immobilizes us, but concern moves us to action. That's what he was talking about.
Actually, he was talking about the fact that I used the word fear in conjunction with talking about God. I know what you're saying, and you're correct. That's what he was talking about.
Wait, hold on, brother. Hold on.
I think that's what he was referring to. When I used the
word. You actually spoke the words.
That God
fears that
Yeah, exactly. This is what God feared. This is what
God doesn't fear because He didn't give us the spirit of fear.
But see, I'm not using fear. This is why. But this is good that we're having this dialogue because it's a matter of semantics. So when I use the word,
that's what I was saying. Yeah.
Exactly. I get you. I'm on the same page with you, my brother. That's why I'm trying to explain to you that. That's what I was trying to explain when I clarified by saying I'm not using fear in the sense of man's definition of fear, but in the sense of the translation from which God referred to, because the text is translated from a Hebrew text. And so what you'll find out is that a lot of the words that are being used are simply being used in certain passages because they didn't have a better way to translate it.
Right.
So it becomes a matter of semantics. That's why we have to really dig out that concordance. Then you can say, "Oh, I know exactly what you're saying, my brother. Of course, God doesn't fear." So that's why I wasn't meaning it that way. I just happened to do a lot of study with the Hebrew text, and when you take some of those words and really look at the origin, you'd be like, "Oh, wow, are you serious?" I'd be like, "Yeah," because one little letter, one little dot, one little comma can totally change the context of a statement or an intention of what was really supposed to be.
Well, thank you, Holy Spirit, for clarification.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Wow.
It feels good to be on one accord, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it's a good topic tonight. That's why I'm just
sitting
back, and I'm just like, you know. I'm really, you know, you learn something every day.
Well, I was going to say, I'm definitely learning something.
And I'm just listening. That's why I said we're going to go a little over. So I think we're going over 5 more minutes, you know, because I'm really like, learning a lot.
Well, I'm
a flash
with these if y'all don't mind.
Well, I just want to say it real quick. I see y'all kind of stepping in the direction of my topic on my show for Sunday night.
That's right.
It's your own desires, Lord.
Amen.
That's all right. This is the preamble.
This is the true definition of edification because there's no egos involved. It's just a thirst of knowledge. And that's where you'll always prosper in conversation about God, when you remove that, you know. So it's not trying to be right or wrong. It's just certain people understand certain things in a different way, and that's why God wants us to come together. So you'd be like, oh, I was thinking this, but is it that? You know what? That makes sense. Okay, my brother, I give you that, blah, blah, blah. And that's edification right there.
Yes,
that's true
indeed.
Edification. That's true edification right there.
Yes, it is.
And we are charged to edify the body of Christ. Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You can finish. All right,
I'm just saying we are charged to edify the body of Christ. That's one of our duties as Christian brothers and sisters, to edify one another.
Yeah. And now let's return back to the topic at hand. Okay? Seriously. One more thing about preparation, okay, to reach a new destination. Here we go. First of all, we got to remember something. You can't make preparations to reach a new destination if you're not doing the number one thing God asks us to do, and that's love others. The number two thing God asks us to do is seek the kingdom of God above all else. Live righteously, and He's going to give you everything you need. When we have those foundation scriptures in our heart that helps us grow and change our conduct, our thought process, and our behavior, now we're preparing to move forward in that new destination.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And you've just outlined the ancient old problem with mankind. How far are you willing to give of yourself? That's what it's all about. How much are you willing to sacrifice of this materialistic world to really, truly, truly, truly prosper in the things of God?
Amen.
That's what it boils down. How committed are you? Are you willing to go? You know, I don't know. It's deep. It's deep, but I love it. That's the real dilemma for many humans. It's like, yeah, I want to love God, but I really don't want to, you know, give up this car. I don't want to have to. I want to. It's like they don't mix. And when people don't get there, they just don't mix the things of this world. They don't mix. It's always going to be a conflict.
You got to remember something too. God's going to act when He's ready, okay? And most people have difficulty grasping that concept of time because it's not time yet. There's a reason they don't understand, because they don't comprehend the present. So as limited human beings, we can't understand God's perspective about time. We want everything now, unaware that God's timing is better. So when God is ready, he will do what needs to be done, not what we would like him to do. We may be as impatient as children, right? But we must not doubt the wisdom of God's timing. So we need to wait for God to reveal his plan and don't take matters into our own hands.
Amen.
Amen. I need to piggyback on that right there. Another grave point that we have to get is that our motivation cannot be these things that we want. Our motivation cannot be our heart's desires, or it's never going to work. You have to genuinely seek after God, turning your back to the promise, turning your back to those things that you want. When you seek after him earnestly and diligently, you know, don't worry about, oh, you know, Lord, I'm walking, I need this con. Okay, praying for that. No, pray for the things of God, meaning, you know what, my brother over there, he don't have a car. Lord, bless him with a car. Self-sacrifice, doing those things of God first, seeking after him diligently and genuinely, and then you won't have to, the blessings will chase you down. That's scripture. You know?
Yes. But you also have to think about this too. God doesn't have the last word, and he will decide the final outcome. He will decide the final outcome in everybody's situation. So no matter how dark the days we face, we got to make it our continual practice to acknowledge God's sovereignty over everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my brother, you hit that on the head, because what you basically did in layman's terms was you basically quoted Romans 12, what God tells us. He says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. But here's the kick. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So it ain't until you change your mind. And once that mind is changed, your priorities will change instantly. You know what? This ain't that important. This ain't nothing in the bigger scheme. He wants us to see the bigger scheme, which is what my sister said about loving and taking care of each other and helping out your fellow man. You know, we talk about this starving and all this. That's because such of the materialism. You know how much money we waste that could be taking care of our brothers and sisters on form? And materialistic things. This is why God keeps saying you're getting it wrong. You spending all of this money on these things that are about nothing, and yet your fellow brother and your fellow sister is starving, that's why it's so hard to marriage the two. That's why he says, no, you got to renew your mind. Forget about that materialistic thing, because you'll never get it. That's why the rich man, what does the Bible say? He will have a harder time than a camel going through the eye of a needle than getting to heaven. And you know how big a camel is and how small the eye of a needle. So God's saying that camel will get through the eye of a needle before a rich man will get it to heaven, because he's so married to that money and to those materialistic things. And until the renewing of the mind happens, you're always going to be in conflict, because the Bible tells us we wrestle not against what? We wrestle not against what? You know, but, okay, we wrestle against the flesh, and dark places. It's that lust, it's that hedonistic desires for whatever that makes us feel good. Where's the sacrifice in that? We always want to feel good, and we don't want to sacrifice, you know, that wanting and that desire. But that's what you hit it on the net. You have to. It don't come about until you change the way you think. Then you be like, well, you know what? This ain't nothing right here. And then
Matthew 6:33, first seek ye the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
Amen. I said that earlier. Exactly. But you got to remember, this is another thing. When someone claims to have faith, what he or she may have is what you call intellectual assent. They just agree with a set of Christian teachers. And as such, it would be incomplete faith. That's where people go wrong at, right? So true faith transforms our conduct as well as our thoughts. If our life remains unchanged, we don't truly believe the truth we claim to believe.
Yeah. That's
going to take you a whole other route right there. what I'm saying?
Yep. I agree. That's true.
Okay, all right. Well, Latrika.
Yes.
I want you to give your final thought on this topic.
Okay.
We have another segment, so give your final thought on the topic.
Actually, I'd rather pray out the topic. How about that? Because
okay,
we talked about
that,
so much
right.
Okay. Final thought.
Okay.
How about that? I'd rather just say an ending prayer for us. How about that?
Okay, that's beautiful.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity to be able to spread your gospel, Lord. Thank you, Father, for the word and all of us that have came together to bring the word together for others to hear that may not be so grounded in the word but have learned something from us here today, Lord. I thank you, Father, for preparing all of us for our new destination, Lord, because we know that we are headed towards you and only you. That's the grace of what are you doing in our life is leading us in the direction you want us to go in instead of us wanting to go in the direction we want to take ourselves in. And I thank you, Lord, for your diligence of the Holy Spirit being with us today. And I just want to say thank you for all my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord, that came on the show to listen in today. And everybody, I want to ask that you stay blessed and keep the Lord as number one in your life. And remember to put him first in all that you say and do. And this is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All right, Latrika. Well, you know, you're welcome anytime. Anytime. No, I'm not a Sunday show, but I love the way this went down tonight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty well you know about
you
the Sunday
spirit.
Show and everything. Yes.
Yeah,
so you know you're welcome back. Yes. And it's never a problem when you want to come back. It's never a problem.
Thank you. That's all a blessing. Right. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, she's the Dawn's and Divas.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. All right, coming up next, what we're going to do is we're going to do something a little different tonight. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play some of the artist material that was actually on GQ Palace because I had told them that I would rotate their music and I didn't get a chance to actually do it last month. So that's what I'm going to do this month. But the listeners that's on the line, feel free to stay on the line and give your point of view on the artist materials that's going to be played. You know, let me know what you think about it. If you choose you want to come on, if you have any say-so about their material, the way they sound, the way they, you know, singing, the way they pronouncing their words, feel free to let me know. It's not a problem. My lines is flooded. You know, I don't know whether the artist is listening. Some artists might be listening as well to hear the feedback that y'all give to them. All right? So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
How I thirst for more keeps me coming back for you too. Thank you. With a brother like me, LC, baby. See, baby. I just wanna kick in and chill. You wanna chill? We can do that all night if you want, lady.
Want, baby?
I can get your mind off your stress. Oh. Wanna test? Lay your head right here if you want, baby. Cuddle on the couch, air it out. No doubt, I'ma give you what you want. Make it bounce, baby.
Bounce, baby.
I know you like what's going on, so I'ma keep it coming, baby. With the heat to the early morn. Shorty, take a look in my eyes. This ain't a lie, with a full side. I feel like if I want it, I can get it. No matter, I deal with it, deal with it. Get it poppin', relax, and chill with it. Let me take you for a little ride, show you the truth.
True.
Cause baby girl, it's all you.
I wanna know that I do something to you.
Yeah.
Got you acting out this way.
You
but
acting
I be
out.
The only one you love it.
You love it,
baby. Got you acting out this way.
Turn off the lights, baby, click, click, and then it's on. And I'ma give it to you quick, that's my word is born. And I'ma give you the truth, I'm talking all night. So let me handle my biz and get your mind right. A little private show for you and I. And when it comes to your body, I'ma make it hot for you and I. So turn off the phone, let the neighbors hear your moan. When I'm giving you the bone, baby girl, you know it's on. I'm not a paralegal, but it's legal. to relax and take notes while I'm serving you the real people. I meddle out when I'm swagging out, so you can chill at the crib, call your friends like I'm hanging out. I'm not a player, I'm just good with the pipe, baby. And you can get it if you want, if you like, baby. And I'll be touching all along. You can get it, baby girl, if you want to.
I wonder, did I do something to you?
Yeah.
Don't you acting out this way?
You
could I be
out.
The only one you loving?
You love it,
you acting out this way? I wonder, did I do something to you?
Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
Baby, you can kill it all night if you want, baby. Just come. Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
Baby, you can kill it all night if you want, baby. Just come. Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
Baby, you can kill it all night if you want, baby. Just come. Baby girl, it's all love.
Hey.
Baby, you can kill it all night if you want, baby. Just come. You already know. You rockin' with me, you rockin' with one of the best. LT, her swag, baby. Movement in the house. Oh, my ladies, what's good? It's your boyfriend. LT.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2, 2. Cup. All right, cup. Come on, cup. All the ladies in the club, if you wanna go home with G-Ball,
do it like
show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost.
Come on,
take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way you're doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get go. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up what you want. Let's get go.
That's right. We could disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We could skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What's that? Peep game, you don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's ride.
Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get go. I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up what you want.
This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' down a la Sante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feelin' me and really see why you in the club with your girl steady grillin' me. Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Moe. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What a smoke. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I sing enough, baby. Let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grands in my hand. But you, you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down peace, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freak, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time of your life. All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth, wanna talk into my mic. 1, 2, yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get go, I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get
go, all my girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, I'm standing this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball. Let's get go,
yeah. Once again, D-A-M-G, baby. Go fam, serious.
Dime, I'm even my top, no, I got dough. She on the same tip I'm on, ready to blow. I'm sitting on your click, and your chick wanna ride. And it drops 645, sitting on your spot. That money on my mind all the time, gotta get it. I'm trying to see them figures like Jay Diddy and Fitty. My paper too thick, my wallet can't close. I got more rings than the universe sold. I don't feel none of y'all, cause my hands froze. Pulling all of this. See, I'm the man, yo, tag dough. Money on top of money, that's what I'm talking about. Bounce with me if you know this, what I'm talking about. Dollar. I am who they talking about. Ain't talking dollars and I don't know what you talking about.
Money, hard every day. So I spend big money. You don't understand. Then you don't get money. Saying I'm the man. Cause I'm getting to the money. I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money. Hard every day. So I spend big money. You don't understand. Then you don't get money. Saying I'm the man. Cause I'm getting to the money. I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money.
I drive big cars. Everybody know me. Dollar rise. They call me the y'all. Pretty woman in my entourage. I'm a rock star. Getting money, player in the game, pimping out, I've been that. And who else better can bring light skin back? A trill cat, fresh seat, matching pity cat. Being broke is the state of mind, I ain't into that. The luxuries I rap about, I'm really living at. And if you can relate, tell that DJ, bring it back. Yeah, I'm trying to get up on this cash. I'll be on my toes while you sitting on your... Never had an off-night ball like I'm Jordan. I go real hard till I'm sitting on the fortune. I play real hard cause I work hard for it. That's why I'm at the bar sipping off y'all more.
Big money, hard every day. So I spend big money. You don't understand. You don't get money. Saying I'm the man. Cause I'm getting to the money. I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money. Hard every day. So I spend big money. You don't understand. You don't get money. Saying I'm the man. Cause I'm getting to the money. I'm addicted to the money. Cause I get big money.
Club night something. All hundreds, no fronting. I live a good life every night, smash something. Getting chicken, only thing listed on the agenda. I get advance money, little homie, you a beginner. She wanna roll with him, she know how to spot a winner. She threw it at me fast like a baseball pitcher. Left hand on the wheel in my right hand, liquor.
I hate her when a jack in my lap is a flicker.
Now I'm in the spotlight, them haters going through it. My music on the radio, your girl singing to it. Wishing she was with me, cause she know that I'm the coolest. Got laid for days, my chain is the bluest, two-ish. Working the trap and we all hustling. Doing what we gotta do to keep that money coming in. If I'm holding that work, Dollar Simmons, I'm rushing it. So I'm on the clock, non-stop, for the love of
big money. Hard every day. So I spend big money.
Clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it. Put your back into it. My ladies in here throwing it. We got the men open because we sexy, we sexy, we sexy, and we know
okay.
it. Lulu said he's something.
Hey.
Lulu by the business.
Ow.
Lulu wants something.
Okay.
And Lulu go and get it.
Right.
Next batter up.
Okay.
And Lulu don't miss it. Step out like I'm winning. On my hair and nails, get it. Cause I'm sexy and I know it.
Okay.
I'm sexy and I know it. Elevated from the haters.
Right.
I be looking like I'm floating.
Okay.
Make them burn them up. So it's time to get it toasted.
Do
I lit it and light it and love it. Now I'm more focused.
Lulu.
High up in the air. High up in the air.
Okay.
I look like I'm the motherfucking flyest up in here.
Right.
Flew to my pools like he wanna jump in there.
Uh-huh.
All up in my leggings, try to see my underwear. And I don't even care how to sing up in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
She's a riot started cause they fight for my attention.
Okay.
If you the freshest thing, then do it thing.
Ow.
Watch my own ass, who cares what they think?
Right.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here glowing and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here glowing and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know
okay.
it. Lulu getting money.
Uh-huh.
Lulu by the pastries
okay.
when they come to cake.
Right.
Lulu got the bakery,
ow.
Got the total package.
Uh-huh.
Certified the shit.
Yeah.
I'm guaranteed to hit you the game of rich kids.
Okay.
Cause I'm sexy and I know it. Sexy and I know it.
Ow.
The shoes and outfit match the bag that I'm holding.
Okay.
Never trying hard.
Right.
Easily they know this.
Okay.
Love me in a minute
uh-huh.
cause the booty out is poking.
Yeah.
Show them what you got. Show them what you got.
Okay.
They ask you what you working with. You tell them it's a lot.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no J-Lo, but it's Lulu from the block.
Right.
Who keep a winning hand while the losers sit and watch. Party like my B-Day, party like my B-Day.
Okay.
Got to spin my records like I was my own DJ.
Ow.
We supply it all, so they coming through like DJ.
Uh-huh.
Call it Simon Says and play whatever we play.
Yeah.
Sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it. If you're sexy and you know it, then you clap, clap to it. You're sexy and you know it, put your back, back into it. My ladies in here going and we got your man open. Cause we sexy, we sexy, we sexy and we know it.
Raw Dill Squad. ENT. For them women. Come on.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Fashion. Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high.
Ooh.
I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah. Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride.
Ooh.
I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome
yeah.
to Uptown, baby. I'm super high.
Uptown.
I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy.
No feeling. Doors open for you anytime, girl. Let's ride.
Power might go out, but I still keep my player juice. I'm one of the illest players that ever blessed the suit. Burgundy Tahoe, and I had that green Buick. Then copped the red Tahoe, but I had to lose it. Bottom line,
woo.
I stay with a whip. And anything I pop, gon' stay with a kick. That Nina get good,
yeah, daddy.
You can feel it when she licks. It's better than be dead, than feel what she meant. Understand what he meant, like I'm talking third party. Throwing through the glass, hanging with Charles Barkley. Got the chickens trying, get the lickings all off me, thinking I'm giving cream out. Who Mr. Softy, baby, you hella fine. Show you a hella time. Whole life is a movie and you can tell it's mine. I ain't got no breaks, yeah, I'm on a grind. But I could take a little breather, let's intertwine.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Walking the uptown, baby, I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah.
Doors open for you anytime, let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
Doors open for you anytime, girl, let's ride.
She know I never flash money, my whole style rich. All I do is make moves, your man ain't about shit. Then he wanna intervene cause I got you up out the outfit. The same negligee you walk around, yeah, the house with. He pay you no mind, I pay you every time. I'm taking you far, somewhere he'll never find. I can get him, well, look girl, never mind. All I came to do though is show you a better time. We celebrate good, baby, this your life. If I go down, just send me a few kites. I get under the skin, baby, like a few bites. back on top and I'm crushing in my new Nikes. Girlie had no clue what I came to do tonight, but I bet you what I'm gonna do. Gonna do that body right. Turn off the lights, or we can leave them on. Put you to sleep, wake you up, then she assuming that I'm gone. She called me super fly after we get that breakfast on. You know, I'm just a super fly. Woo! Uptown, baby. Let's get it.
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah. Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, you super fly.
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
Doors open for you anytime, girl. Let's ride.
I ain't talking his and hers. I'm talking yours. Nice crib, here's the keys through the doors. Persian rugs or marble floors. Don't worry about the price, cause it's always more. Investments now, that means big bills. Looking down on these cousins from the big hills. Family business from the ground up, let's all build. Need the whole entree, no small meals. The other team, baby, I'm a raw deal. Look at me now, deuce deuces, cause I fall chill. They know I'm all ill, that's with no cure. Work all pure, you dig?
They know I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Welcome to Uptown, baby. I'm super high. I'm super fly.
What? You super fly?
Yeah.
Doors open for you anytime. Let's ride. I'm super fly.
Yeah, daddy, you super fly.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to GQ Power. Me right now. All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back to GQ Palace. And with me right now, I have the one and only Rude Doobie. Rude Doobie, welcome to the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What up, people? What up, people?
Rude Doobie, what's good, baby? What's going on?
What up, man? Just making it happen like my name is, you know what I'm saying? You know, El Bio Magazine, man. It's just like the top, you know, indie and mainstream hip-hop publication right now, you know what I'm saying? We got the internet on fire, you know what I'm saying? And it's working, you know?
Yeah, and I know you got a lot of things going on since the last, it's been a minute since I spoke to you, but you was dealing with the artists and the promotional thing, you know, the record label. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know what I mean? The label I was dealing with before, man, you know, that's here, there, you know, we parted ways, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, now, you know, I just had to step into the magazine world, you know what I'm saying? My partner, which he's gonna call in a little while, he had the magazine already popping, and then once I got a hold of it, you know, with my marketing and promotion strategies and things like that, you know what I'm saying? I just went in, you know what I'm saying? The September-October issue that came out, you know what I'm saying? We had Fred DeGarson on the cover of that, and 1 week, we sold 15,000 units, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, from there, you know, it just been big ever since. You know, everybody just, you know, from the mainstream artists to the unsung artists, it's loving the magazine.
Oh, okay. So you definitely doing your thing. And to let you know, we got your man on right now. I believe his name is Jabba. Jabba, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's going on?
All right. So we have Jabba on the air now, too. So let me ask y'all, how did y'all link up to do the magazine?
Man, I don't know. It's kind of strange when you throw like a question like that, because the way it happened, it was when we started out just doing things for other people, and then from that it was like, yo, you know, maybe we need to link together and try to, you know, get this magazine to get bigger than what it is. And then from that, to be honest with you, it just went together, man. It was like, it was no problem, with no issues. Like, you know, what Doobie does, he stay in his lane, I stay in my lane, and we just do what we have to do and put it together, and then we just march out with it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, neither one of us step on each other's toes. So that's the good thing about it. So, you know, within the partnership, you know, we try to make sure we all just stay into our own lanes and do what we need to do. That's basically get it out there, get our stuff together.
And that's between us, and also our staff is like that too. We give our staff a lot of breathing room to do what they do, and it makes mass together. You know, now you know you meet people or go into business with people, and sometimes, you know, the egos clash, or, you know what I mean, some people's ideas don't match up. But it's crazy that our ideas match up so perfectly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's almost like two male marriages. But trust me, we're not gay.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you know, we try to put things together and we work it and operate in the best way it needs to be. That's going to be good for the magazine. So, you know, we try to we put it in. We definitely put it in. You feel me?
So let me ask y'all: where do y'all see y'all success going with the magazine? Let's say.
Ooh.
2 years from now, where y'all see it at?
To be honest with you, we... Oh.
man.
Well, you know how it goes. I'm going to be honest with you.
You know what I'm saying? Right now, like, we are the number one indie hip-hop publication right now. Like, it's with 6 months, we did more numbers than a lot of magazines would ever do. And we online, you know what I'm saying? And we're not in stores at all. Get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm. Well, you know, on my end, where I see the magazine being on top shelf and being a household name. You know, I mean, think about it. Publication has stopped for a minute, and everybody was going digital. But what we're doing is we create a new era where there's new hip-hop and putting publication back on paper. So therefore, we're making this magazine more accessible for a lot of fans and other new readers that can make it possible for this magazine to be bigger than what it is. So we're trying to recreate what publication had lost many years ago. And we want to bring back that true meaning of promotion, advertisement, back on paper.
Okay, so... Y'all have the internet magazine now. Is it like where people are gonna have to pay for it while it's on the internet? Or are y'all just letting them, you know, get that pop of it?
No. We're creating a whole different lane here. Like, it's online, but when you buy it online, it goes straight to your house.
Oh, okay. You're just buying it online. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Now I see what y'all saying. Oh, okay. So now let me ask you, how long did it actually take y'all to get it like that? You know, what was the format for y'all getting it like that? And who actually established that composement for it to actually go in that route instead of just putting it right on the shelves outside of the, you know, the little magazine stores and everything?
Well, the thing is we don't sell, you know what, I'm gonna cut it like real dry to you guys. We are the only people that's the front runner where you can get the magazine from. We don't distribute to anybody. There's no middleman in our sources. So in order for you to get the magazine, you have to go online to order it, which is a cool thing. So we try to weed everybody out and just stay more direct. So that was a concept that we all had, but if need be, I'm not saying that we're not trying to do it, but if need be, some company actually come up to us and say, listen, I want to get these magazines, I want to do a wholesale with you guys, can you guys do it? Yeah, we do it. We definitely sell it to them at a wholesale price and give it to them at whatever it's supposed to be. But when it comes down to just basic regular customers that go to the site, basically they just order from one site and get shipped directly to their house.
Yeah, you know, and we try to make it, you know, create it to where they don't have to leave their house. You can just buy it and just come straight to your house, you know what I'm saying? Like, and you won't get that nowhere else. Because, you know what I mean, nowadays you have to go out and buy publications. Now we're just trying to save people time to be like, all right, since you be on the net, you see it, and you can buy it right there within a link, boom, and it just comes straight to your house, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me ask that. Go ahead.
So there's also other things that's being incorporated. We're also going to have like our online app that people could download to their Androids and to their iPhones as well. So, you know, as well as them being in tune on site, they also will have the app. So they will have El Radio Magazine app that they could download from any Android market or iPhone market, and they can actually stay in tune with what's going on with the publication. So they know what's going on. They're going to get exclusive updates. Inside reviews on any current events that's going on that we have that we want to share with, you know, our fans and our readers.
Okay. Now, I see a September and October issue sold 15,000 in 1 week. The October-November issue sold 3,500 in 1 week. Your January, February issue dropped 2 weeks, 1,000 pre-order and 3,000 sales in the first week. And March and April pre-order now is at 1,000 pre-orders. Bus were like, how y'all feel about that? We'll make sure, you know, feel like, how do you actually feel about that? For you to just start this magazine and it's hitting out like this so fast.
And it's basically, it's all I can say is give thanks to God because he's the one that makes things happen. The ideas don't flow from us, it flows from him. So for us to make, you know, remarkable numbers like that, to get sales like that in a short span, you know, it's nothing but a blessing because you know how many people that try to do publication, they don't even get a quarter of that at all. So just to see and to hear that there's a lot of people that's behind us out of a magazine and want to be a part of it and they find the issues and like what's going on, it's nothing but a blessing. So I best, you know, basically I throw my hands up to the Lord Almighty, man, because he didn't want to make it possible for it to happen.
Definitely. It's definitely a blessing, man. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like a newborn baby. You know, when the baby's born, wants to come out. You know what I mean? You like it and love it. And the people, and generally, they see something new and it's hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can honestly say, we can match up to the Double XLs, the Hip Hop Weeklies, the Vibes, and things like that. Because what we got, you know what I mean, our content is different from everybody, you know what I'm saying? We try to get it first before they give it to everybody else. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Oh, definitely. Now, how did y'all come up with the name? Who idea was it to come up with the name?
All right, first of all, the name, El Barrio, it started, you know, it came from my wife. Because my wife, she's Dominican, you know what I'm saying? So we all got the concept. We all call Latinos, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it was a concept that happened when she went to DR. And it was something that came upon to come up with a new concept that has never been heard or seen before. Now, I'm a big fan of Daddy Yankee. And I have a CD that's called Talento de Barrio. And what happened was, that means talent from the hood. So when I was thinking about what he was saying in his music, it gave me an idea to say, yo, listen, I need to come up with a magazine that's actually almost the same, but it's talent from the hood, but just put it in a publication format. And so that's how El Barrio just started. So basically, El Barrio is like the hood. So when you talk about the hood, it's basically all skills and techniques of people that you don't hear or never heard of before that get the exposure out of this publication called El Barrio Magazine that's actually hitting worldwide.
Wow, but that's a unique name, man. I'm gonna tell you.
you know, he's Latino and I'm half Latino. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it all coincides. You know what I'm saying? It's the hood. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not saying we hood, you know what I'm saying? We just trying to expose what's in the hood.
Like, I mean, look at it. Take a look at the magazine. Do you think the magazine is hoodies or is really like conglomerate? It's a conglomerate magazine. It's like a conglomerate magazine. You would never think of it being like a hood magazine that you would see on your everyday corner and someone is trying to sell it for $4 or $1.56 just to get it going. It looks very conglomerate. It looks like it's exclusive. And it's like, when you see the magazine, you see how it's put together, how it's arranged, it makes you want to get into the magazine. It makes you want to know what's in this magazine that it's intriguing me to be a part of it. So that was the whole idea, to separate the magazine from being a hood magazine. That was not the cue of us trying to put that together. The whole cue was bringing in the artists on a different level to make it look super starish for people to be like, hey, why I never heard about the artist, or how come I never seen it before? So that's the whole point of Tell About Your Magazine. It's not just only a hood magazine, but it just puts artists at a level that they can be seen and heard.
Okay. Now I see I also got something on YouTube about the magazine. That's something unique and different.
Oh, that's the commercial. Yeah, that's the commercial, man. You know, the commercial is doing extremely well. You know, we got like 200-300 people doing that, but you know, listening to it and watching it. But that commercial is on various radio stations. You know, in rotation, and we just blessed, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we what we do, you know?
Exactly. Because y'all definitely doing it big. Now, Rudubi, let me ask you, all right, because I ain't speak to you in a minute as well. What made you, like, really, like, you're doing the music thing. You're doing it with the artist situation. It's a lot of things that you actually have going on right now. How did you rotate everything, you know, balance everything out? How do you balance everything out?
Well, I get this gift from God, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I just know how to work my schedule. It's not like, you know, some people be like, well, I got math homework to do now. I got to do social studies, you know what I'm saying? And take it at one time, at a, one step at a time. Me, I can just do it all at once, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I mean? I just know how to just work it, you know what I mean? Like, it just come easy to me, you know? I can't explain it. It's just a gift from God. You know what I'm saying?
All right. But well, we got some callers on the line. I want to bring them on real fast, because then I want to hit y'all commercial with them here, that as well. All right?
All right.
Cool.
Hello, caller. You there?
Yes, I am. How are you guys doing?
Hello.
All right. How you doing?
Good. First off, I want to commend you guys, because I'm constantly hearing the word God. That makes a big difference, you know.
Definitely.
And I definitely love hearing that. And I want to also ask, is it just one magazine, or you all do numerous of magazines, a monthly, or it's the same magazine?
It's six issues out the year, so it's every 2 months the issue drops. So if you wanted to be a subscriber to the magazine, it's six issues for the year. And that means that, you know, within the time frame, it just, you know, we combine 2 months in to drop to release the issue.
And what's the cost of the magazine?
The magazine at the price rate is $12. That's also including shipping. So it'd be shipped directly to your doorstep.
Okay. Is it a certain amount of pictures in there, you know? Do you know exactly how many pictures you have in there?
What do you mean by pictures? Like, what do you mean by that? Oh, you mean a lot of advertisements and things like that?
Yes.
Yeah, we try to get... Yeah, basically, in the magazine, it's catered to a lot of, of course, advertising, marketing, promotion.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's a lot of... advertisements is going on, new music from new artists, clothing lines, cosmetics, also new fragrances that's coming out or that's already out. So it's a lot of things and information that you're going to get that you will not be left outside and not know. So you're always going to stay pumped on what El Radio Magazine is going to be having their issue and that you're definitely going to know about.
Oh, okay.
Definitely, and we have a lot of models as well, you know what I'm saying? You know, in a minute, we're about to go to the corporate side, so you're going to get your gadgets, you know, your new phones, your new headphones, new cars.
So how many pages does it consist of? I don't know.
This is
probably
it's
a crazy question.
It depends on the issue, and that's basically that's what we was talking about between, you know, me and the partner. And we were saying, you know, how are we going to do it? Well, depends on, see, it's kind of hard to really explain to you because the pages can vary from 32 to 68. And it depends on what the special features are. So that's how come we started to create the double headers. We never do double headers all the time, which is two magazines that's coming out in 1 month.
Right.
But in certain cases, there's a special edition that's going on. And a lot, because we get a lot of people that come in and buy the packages. They want to be a part of it. They want to be on the front page. So that's how we ended up with this double header, so we don't leave big people out. So right now, we are dropping the March April issue, but it's a double header. So we have Packles, and we also have Digital West. So in a way, when you look at it, it's like East Coast and West Coast, because Digital West is from the West Coast and Bad Post is from the East Coast. So it's like it's serving both coasts at the same time. So we dropping that double header. Now, it's not to say that in September, October is going to be another double header. No, it's not saying that. So it might go back to a one issue.
But I know for sure, and this is just a little, you know, a little thing I'm going to toss out there for all the listeners, and December is a very special issue. And the reason being because we are doing a tattoo model search. And the model with the baddest tattoos, she's going to get front page plus a centerfold. So that's going to be pretty exclusive for December. So I just let the cat out the bag.
And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag again a little bit. And we're going to do a DJ and a producer's issue as well.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we give y'all a little treats, you know what I'm saying, that we're going to come with, you know what I'm saying? And just elaborate on what my partner was saying. You know, we are booked right now for, you know, May, June, July, August as doubleheaders. People already bought the issues already, you know what I'm saying? So
we
booked to them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it's so crazy that, you know, we try to cater to a lot of the unsigned artists, but now these mainstream artists, they want our covers so bad, you know what I'm saying?
That's I just say, you know, you guys got it going on. Keep up the good work, and of course, I know
thank
you're going to keep God first. So
thank you. We will.
I'm sure you'll let us know before you get off the show where you can, you know, get this magazine, how to get it, and everything.
Yeah, you can go on www.elvadiomagazine.org, and on our site, everything is there. Everything is there that you need: issues, current events, update. Articles that's going on with new artists. So if you go to www.elbadiomagazine.org, everything is there for you.
Okay.
It's www.elbadiomagazine.org. Sorry, I was about to give you the email. I'm sorry.
That's okay. But like I say, you know, it sounds very exciting and good, and, you know, I just want to wish you all the best of it all.
Thank you.
And take care.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right, hold on, fellas. We have another caller for y'all. Hold on. Hello. Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. Who are we speaking to? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. This is Kim.
Oh, okay.
How you doing, Kim?
How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
All right.
Fine.
Good. I just have a quick question for you. Me being new to just hearing about the magazine, you know, for the first time tonight on the show, what would you tell me that would interest me to buy your magazine versus buying another magazine?
Good question. We are new and fresh, and also we have good rates. You know, we fit whatever budget you have, and, you know, you're getting great news and everything first.
Well, with the magazine as well, what separates the magazine from any other magazine, and the reason why I would say that you would have to buy a Audio magazine, it's a simple fact because this is a magazine that is catered for every gender, for every age, for every man and woman and child. So that means that there's always information in there for you, for your son, your daughter, husband, or your girlfriend. So therefore, that means when we have a magazine that is catered for all genders and all race, that makes it very important to hit and target everything so they gravitate and they can feel exactly what's going on within the music industry or personal lives or, you know, new cosmetics or new fashion. Because trust me, if you're a female, and I know females going to buy the magazine, at least I want to have it, things in there, what's the hottest pocketbook or what's the hottest new fashion. You know what I'm saying? If she's a big girl, I want to make sure it's going to be things related for big women that they could buy things, or shoes, or, you know, cologne for their men, or whatever it may be. But we try to make sure that it's going to be enough information in there that's going to gravitate and hold our readers to make them be a part of Elf Audio Magazine. Of course, we got great rates. We're not out there to rape people or do things like that. Yeah, we're here to make money, yes, because we do have families to support. But at the same time, we want to create a publication that's going to be feasible for everyone across the world. So for you, as being a female, we want to make sure that even if you don't buy our magazine, but you giving us pointers, that's for me and my partner saying, listen, what that lady said on the phone, we need to incorporate that because that's going to drive more people like her to buy the magazine. So we need to implement that. So we try to keep things that's going to be out there for everyone, that's going to cater for everyone out there. And it's not just only hip-hop we deal with. We deal with gospel music. We deal with jazz. We deal with all sorts of music, rock, whatever it may be. It's not just only hip-hop. You know, we just don't stop it at a limit of hip-hop. So it builds a relationship across the globe of various of music. So that also going to keep you intrigued, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, that what makes the difference, and that's why I would say I would love for you to buy El Barrio Magazine just because of that. It's different. It's a new era. It's a new future of publication.
Now, that's a good answer.
I'm sorry that I get straight to the point. That's just me. I'm Rude Doobie. I get straight to the point. You know what I mean? So excuse me for that. But he has a great answer. My partner backed me up, you know.
All right. So one more question for you. I know you guys said that you're booked up and everything, but if someone wanted to be featured in your magazine, let's just say necessarily not on the front cover, how much would that cost? And is there a different price based on what you do?
Yes, there's different prices for everything that we do.
Okay, actually, if you're looking, all right, so if you want to get into the magazine, which is not a front cover, if you want a full page, it will run you $175. A quarter page would be $75. So, you know, the between the pages and how many you're looking for and based off what you're looking for, the prices do vary. So, as you know, just keep in mind for one full page is going to be $175. So at least you get a full ad, okay? You get a couple of photos in there, and it's like a write-up. And it's like more of an introduction of what to expect with this artist or this, you know, designer or whatever in the near future. So it's like how we do it. We take your bios, we take all your information, we sit down, we read everything, and we come up with a nice format that sounds good and feasible to promote you the best way that we can to get people to look out for you in the near future.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay.
Like in the same token, no other publication do what we do. And to make it more easier to understand about El Barrio Magazine, we have a platform, and our platform is set to help and build a lot of artists. Most artists don't have EPKs, so we set up EPKs. Most artists don't have bios. We create bios. We do a whole package where we combine with the music, getting their music put together, getting the CDs printed, getting the covers done, getting the EPKs done. We set them on a standard so when they go out to hit the real world at these real record labels, they are looking professional.
Very professional.
You have Rude Doobie. Rude Doobie deals with the music. So he deals with the finalizing, how the music is, how it sounds, the quality. He does the digital distribution. He's not going to the major labels. So then you have the graphic department, their team. They do a lot of stuff, make sure that the graphics are correct, the artist is looking good, because everything is all about presentation. And then you have the EPK. So when you put everything together, you got a nice portfolio about that artist or a fashion designer or, you know, a fragrance or whatever it may be.
So you have different packages, basically. If someone comes to you and they're interested in being in your magazine, and let's just say they're an artist, you have different packages that they could purchase, as well as paying for their ad in your magazine that could help them in the near future, pretty much.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, gotcha. I understood. And what's the name of the website again?
www.elbarriomagazine.org. It's spelled elbarriomagazine.org.
Okay, and I'm definitely going to look you up.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
You're
welcome. All right, fellas, we have another call on the line for y'all. Hold on, all right?
Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, my man?
What's going on? You on the air?
What's going on? Not
how
much.
You doing?
I'm cool, man. I'm cool. Where do you see your magazine going, like, in 3 years?
To the top.
Well,
that's a normal thing to the top. Basically, we see our magazine being the next publication right along with the Vibe and the Source. It's like it's going to be another household name. We're not saying that we're going to mimic what these other publications, because you know, I have to also pay respect to these guys. I was once a buyer of the Vibe and the Source, and you know, and I still buy their magazines as well as we have my own magazines. But
right.
I'm a fan, so
yeah, you want to be different than these dudes.
Exactly, you know, be different. But I see the magazine being at the same level or even bigger than what they did not accomplish. We're going to make sure we're going to accomplish it.
I heard that. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, y'all really got it together and everything. And hip-hop is not the only thing you have in the magazine, is it? You have, like, health issues and, you know,
yes,
like...
We have a lot of things in here, a lot of editorial things dealing with health issues or women situations or, if it's
Black
not that, cosmetic. We haven't started getting into, like, the relationships and stuff like that, which is something that we are looking into having. But, there's other things in there that is also going to be part of whatever that you're looking for to see in a hip-hop or music magazine, I may say, that might entertain you to continue to keep being a part of El Barrio Magazine. Definitely.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, because it seems like, you know, you build it as you go.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Well, yo, man, y'all keep doing the damn thing, because sound like you got it together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, fellas. Now, let me ask y'all something. Before I want to play y'all commercial real fast, right? But I want y'all to get some new people on my line right now. Let them know all the information again one more time. Let them know about the commercial so they can see the commercial before I actually play it on the air so they can hear it. So they probably also going to want to see it, but I'm going to play it on the air as well.
Well, you can go to YouTube, you know what I'm saying? You can just type in El Barrio Magazine, the commercial, and it comes right up. You can definitely hit us up at www.elbarriomagazine.org and check us out, you know.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to start off with the commercial right now, because I'm going to let them hear, you know. Think I might, be something I might be interested in right now. So, hold on. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this brief message here on GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. This is Butter, baby.
El Barrio Magazine, your number one hip hop source in the world, and the largest publication worldwide. Artists, models, music, bios, and more. Get featured on magazines. For packaging inquiries, contact 347-504-0862. Featured in magazines at gmail.com. My El Barrio Mag at gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, Team El Barrio Mag, and at Room Do We Want. El Barrio Magazine, your number one hip hop source in the world and the largest publication worldwide. El Barrio Magazine, your number one hip-hop source in the world and the largest publication worldwide.
I'm feeling that, yo. I'm feeling that. I'm definitely feeling that. Now, who did the commercial? Who idea was to come up with the format and everything for the commercial?
I have people that does our commercials, you know. What I did was, you know, I was just browsing online, looking at videos, you know, and Meek Mill's actual intro to his Dreams and Nightmares album, and I heard that beat, and I'm like, yo, that beat is crazy. So, you know, me and my partner was just talking. I was like, yo, we're going to get a commercial done. So, you know, me and him was just going back and forth and see what we're going to say, how we're going to say it. And then, you know, my partner, he always be modest and be like, oh, I'm going to just leave it up to you. You just do it. So, I just was like, all right. So, I just wrote it out. And, you know, I just know what music and what to say and how to say it as far as music go. So I wrote it down, and then my commercial guy, I just sent him the script, and, you know, he did it the first time. It was kind of like, artist. It was kind of boring to me. He was like, artist, modest, music buyer, more. So I was like, yo, go back in and just go in and have more energy. And he just did it with energy. Now, when you see the commercial, action commercial, it's crazy. So, you know, and it was done, you know what I'm saying?
You definitely sound like it. I didn't see the commercial yet. I just visualized it because, you know, even radio station plays commercials.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how you get your sponsors and all that. You play the commercials and all that. And the way from the sound of it sounds bananas. I'm not even going to lie to you. You know what I'm saying? I definitely ain't going to lie to you. But what I want y'all to do, I want you to give everybody all your information, let them know everything. And Rudubi, I want to ask you real fast before we even get on that. What's going on with the music? You still doing the music? Are you just relaxing off the music right now? Are you just dealing with the magazine?
Right now my baby is the magazine, but, you know, I definitely take artists and put them in different situations, you know, with these labels and things like that. You know, right now I'm sitting back. And I'm about to get an A&R position at one of these big labels. I can't say the name. You know, I'm just sitting back and, you know, I'm trying to find the right fit for me. So when I come with this A&R position, I'm going to find extravagant talent because I know talent and I see it. And I definitely know where to take it to. You know what I'm saying? So right now, the magazine's my baby. But I'm putting out mixtapes like crazy, you know what I'm saying? I'm also on a radio station called Unsigned 99.9, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm the first person to come out with radio show mixtapes.
Okay.
So, you know, that's doing extremely well. But, you know, I host a lot of people mixtapes and things like that. And, you know, I'm just doing the music, man. I love music. I just love just hip-hop, period. I'm a hip-hop head, so I just love music. It makes me feel a certain way, so it's just like with the magazine. I feel the magazine, you know what I mean? Whatever artists we pick and choose for the covers and whoever we put in the magazine, I gotta feel their story first for me to really do whatever we're gonna do with them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely feel you. So I want y'all to give all y'all information and everything, but before y'all do that, last question is, what's the next step for y'all with the magazine?
The next step is on my end, I don't know how my partner feel about it, but on my end, man, my next step is basically creating a building so I'm able to hire people, give people work, man. We need work for these people, man. So that's my whole objective goal, man, to create a monster empire so I could be hiring people, man. Get these people to work. They got some skills and talent that's going to be a part of this unity, man. That's my whole thing.
And my agenda is, my same thought is that, but I was going to say we're going to go corporate. You know, we're going to have a corporate side to the magazine. And also, you know, basically get it in stores if these people really want it in stores. And, you know, and subscribers, get the subscribers out there, you know. That's pretty much it, but definitely, we definitely want to create jobs for people, man, because, you know, a lot of people out here is kind of starving and things like that, you know what I mean? They can't get work, and they got the skills and the talent, but they don't got the, you know, the job to do it. So we're trying to create jobs and teach and help other people, you know?
And that's the good thing about it, because you got a lot of people out here that ain't even trying to do that. You know what I mean? That's what's going to really put y'all over the top, too.
That's we also looking at not El Barrio Magazine not just being a publication but being like a center of media. So we also will be having filming, we also be having videos and things like that going on, photo shoots and stuff. So all this stuff will be in house. So in our place of business, you know what I'm saying, when you come there, man, you know, it's gonna be, everything will be there, man. It's like, you know, I got the dream already planned out. You know what I'm saying? Everything is planned out. It just gotta,
You know, it's just a simple fact that, you know, we're just looking for that major contract, man. That's all. You know, to be honest with you, man, we got the product. The product is there. The product speaks for itself. We just wait for that person to actually put the bread on the table and say, yo, listen, we're going to give you guys this X amount of dollars with this contract. You know what I'm saying? So once we can get that going, man, then we could once you get that first contract, man, the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you need to do, man, and be successful and do more. You know what I'm saying? So it just basically opens up more doors. You know, you're not limited. You have more doors that you can walk through to make it happen. But I do know for sure, and that's the rest of my soul, man, I walk out of here with my grave already ready for me on my plot. I will be having a company, man, that I'll be hiring people that they could be working, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, and also, you know, elaborating on that, it's just, you know, we just trying to, you know, like he said, just create jobs for people and help people, man. You know what I'm saying? We also, you know what I'm saying, going to create a management, you know, things for artists and also record label as well, and, you know, have clothing lines with the magazine and things like that. You know, my partner got a clothing line. He's being modest right now. He's not going to tell you about that. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Oh, you know, keeping that discreet right now?
Nah. Yeah. This is how it started, though. This is how the magazine started. He had a clothing line first. You know what I'm saying? No, I got to do it, partner, because, you know what I mean? Because this is where it all stemmed from and where it started from. You know what I'm saying? I'm the music. He's the visionary of designing. Like, his clothes is unique and it's crazy. So when he come with that, it's gonna be crazy. You know what I mean?
Well, I was gonna say, Jabba, get him the info, yo. Let him know my lodge is smutty. Get him the info. Let him know exactly what's going on with it. Don't keep nothing discreet now, bro.
basically, man, it's, oh my God, yo, it's crazy because It started out as just a simple clothing line. It started out as Chava Urban Wear. We're going back like since 1999. It was in a couple of stores here and there. A couple of people brought it, you know what I'm saying? And then I was in Florida, man. When I was in Florida, you know, I had more time to elaborate more about it. I came back to New York. There's some things that happened in Florida when I was there. But the originality of the clothing line started based in Florida. I was living in my... Fort Lauderdale. It was West Palm Beach. Thank you. It was West Palm Beach. I was there, and I started from there, man, because I wanted to do something different. I was working on this job for a long period of time, and I got tired of making this person rich, man. And I came up with the idea of Jabba Urban Wear. And what happened was I went out to this thrift store and I got a couple of tags and ironed them on. And I went to my first little club. That's when I started going to a club, because I never been to one. And it was a couple of people that was like really looking at her like, yo, I like that. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? I just ironed on a couple of patches, put my name on, that was it. And it started out like, yo, that's hot, I would buy that. You know what I'm saying? If you had that, I'd buy that. I'm like, man, you're just joking. But make the long story short, man, I came back to New York. I did a couple of fashion shows a couple of years back. And then from that, after that was going on, I had to set aside the clothing because it became, you know, too much money, man. It's just too much to fund. I have it's a big corporation. The magazine fits underneath it. It's like an umbrella. So when you check it out, you can even type it up on Google. You can even Google me. It's Java Clothing Company, and it falls underneath 809 Vida La Calle, which is a hip hop Spanish line that I have, and there's also Icky Clothing Wear, which is a female line. My wife, she runs that. I gave her power of attorney on that one, so she got that. So she's running that line. And I have the men's line. So I was working with it and trying to incorporate it, but the money, man, was looking very funny. So I had to stop that, and I came up with the magazine situation, and that's how Ruth Dubiar got in part of it. And, you know, I was like, yo, listen, I was telling him, once everything started looking right, you know, we get the contracts rolling, I would definitely come back out and launch the line, man. And you probably, matter of fact, you might hear a couple of commercials about it or see some ads in the magazine about it. But it's not gonna be fully launched until, you know, our paper looking right and everything is going the right way, the way that we want it. You know what I mean?
And also to elaborate on that, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, listen, ladies. pretty soon, Candy Kisses Apparel is going to be coming to y'all soon, too. So be look out for that, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's a female's clothing line with accessories and things like that. That's going to be coming soon. So, you know, Jabba, you know, he's going to come with his clothing line. Just look out for El Barrio Magazine, man, because we definitely going to be a powerhouse with everything.
And everything, man. Music,
you know what I mean?
Music producing, everything.
That's
how you gotta do it. You gotta hit
all
angles.
Yeah, man, we're gonna be just as big as Rockefeller. Everything going in the house. Everything, man.
I wanna thank y'all for coming on. What I want y'all to do now, I want y'all to get, you know, everybody your information, let them know where they could get the magazine, get them a clothing line. We do be giving them music joints, get them everything, get the shout out, do all that right now.
Now you can
follow
follow Team El Barrio on Twitter. That's at Team El Barrio Mag on Twitter. Also you can hit us up on Facebook, which is Barrio Mag. And you can contact us through email at elbarrioadvertisement@gmail.com.
And, you know, you can also hit the, if you don't get in touch with that email, you know, you can hit up futuredandmagazines@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up on my personal Twitter, RUDEDOBE, the number one. You know what I mean? You can hit me on my Instagram, RudeDoobie. You can hit me on my Facebook, Rude Doobie, you know what I mean? And you can hit me on my other Facebook, Rude Doobie Anderson. And you can definitely check out El Barrio Magazine at www.elbarriomagazine.org. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will go out and buy a magazine, you know what I'm saying, and enjoy it, you know what I'm saying? And you can call us up, too. The number is 347-504-0862. The number is 347-504-0862, man. You know, and we'll get back to you at an earliest convenience, you know?
Yep.
No doubt. No doubt. And you know, Rube Doob, you know how we do. You know, you welcome anytime. Your man Jabba, y'all welcome anytime. It's never a problem. Doobie, you got the math. What you got to do is hit a brother up. Make it happen.
Definitely, man. Thank you for having us on your show, man. You know what I'm saying? You definitely, you know, you're doing a lot of things, man. I see you, man.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get where you at. You know, I had your hand. I cut mine off. You know?
It's definitely an honor, man. Definitely an honor. I appreciate it, man.
Thanks a lot, man. And like I said, fellas, y'all welcome back anytime. And I'm going to let you know, I'm going to be rotating your commercial on my shows and all that. Right.
Yeah, go check it out on YouTube, too, my brother.
Yeah, I'm going to check it out on YouTube. I'm going to definitely be rotating it, too, on the radio station. Just, you know, letting them get that feel about the Barrel Magazine and all that.
Okay, all right,
that's what's up, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Good looking, once again, fellas. Rude Doobie and Jabba, Adero Magazine, Dons and Divas. Well, you know, I think I'm going to call it a wrap for tonight. We're going to end this a little early tonight. I got a couple of things I got to do. I made some promises to some people on some events I got to get at. But I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank all the callers. I want to thank the listeners. But most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Don't forget to check out that magazine by my man, Rude Doobie and Jabba. It's definitely doing big things. They're doing it, and they're doing it big. So make sure you check out those magazines. Make sure you check out Jabba Clothing Line also, all right? Don't forget my man, Rob V. Cruz, got this bachelor event going on downtown. That's for all the fellas. Is that, wait a minute. Let me get that correct before I tell y'all the address and everything. I want to make sure I'm giving y'all the right address. I don't want my man Rob to be like, oh, yo, you gave everybody the wrong address. Switch, you ain't supposed to do that. So I know you got a bachelor party going on right now. It's going on tonight. It's $20 at the door. It's grown and sexy. Bachelor party. All right? It's at... Okay. It's at... I don't even see the address of where it's at. So... Oh, okay. 992 Rogers Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. That's the address, all right? 992 Rogers Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. If you want to get some tickets right now, I'm pretty sure you still got some more. You can call Robert Cruz at 917-744-3485. All right? He's doing big things. And so make sure you check that out. It's going down tonight. Also, GQ Palace has 9 different episodes a week with 11 different hosts. On Sunday, he has Spiritual Sunday with Lavina Polite, bringing you the most powerful ministers, evangelists, pastors, playing gospel music and quoting scriptures of the Bible. After Lavina Polite on Sundays, you have Messenger Alight with Eric Bendros from 9 to 10. Then you got Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite, Messenger of Light from 9 to 10 with Eric Bendros. On Monday, you have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas. No children, adults only. That's from 7 to 9. Love, Life, and Loyalty with Steph Dallas on Mondays. After Steph Dallas, you have Speaking Out My Point of View with Big Homie, a.k.a. Dr. Feelgood. No children allowed for that topic as well. So Mondays, no children, adults only. Love, Life, and Loyalty, 7 to 9. Speaking Out My Point of View, 9 to 10. On Tuesdays, you have GPS, GQ College Sports with the Mayor, bringing you the bigger picture, how he say he's doing it, hard body karate. So make sure you check that out on Tuesdays from 8 to 10, GPS, GQ College Sports. On Wednesdays, we have the Divas Car in the building from 7 to 9, bringing you the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B and discussing their grown and sexy topics. That's from 7 to 9 with the Diva Squad, Rachel and T. After Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, you have Fallout Comedy with my man, comedian Rakim Chick Singleton. He is hilarious. Have you falling out, excuse me, from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays right after Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. So that's Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, 7 to 9. From 9 to 10, right after them, you have Fallout Comedy with Rakim Chick Singleton. On Thursdays, you have Reality and Relationships with K.L. Belvin and his wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin. They discussing relationships, and they bring you their point, and they bringing it to you with the truth of the matter, feedback upon relationships, and give you some exclusive insights on what's going on in the world in reality, letting you know what's going on out here right now in case you miss certain things that you should know about. That's Reality and Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10 on Thursdays. Then on Fridays, you're back here, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment, with your host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. It's just tonight, we're ending a little early. So I want to tell y'all all be safe. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. Remember, never forget to tell somebody you love them because it's never too late. All right? And don't do it before it gets too late. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's butter, baby.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Coop, alright. Coop, come on. Coop, all the ladies in the club. If you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like shit. Show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah, baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going up, I'll text right. Let's get ghost. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. That's right, we could disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my pants. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 36, 24, black and Asian. All black in the VIP, fitted cap so low.
gold, you can't see ID. What was that? Peep game, you don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's rap. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get go. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad time faces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and that's every night. Come on, quit the song. Get up, but she ballin' and kick up. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' down Alasante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feelin' me and really see. Why you in the club with your girl steady grillin' me? Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah. 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of mo. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What a smoke. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get ghost. Sing it up, baby. Let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and that's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball and kick. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grams in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down before I bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time when you're life, right? All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth. Wanna talk into my mic? 1, 2. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get go. Sing enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up with your ball and get go.
Yeah. Once again, DAMG, baby. Coke fam. Serious.
GQ Palace. Palace.